I used to remember taking my tires over to my friend Russell's, rest in peace, brother. He had an International Harvester 300 with a front end loader or something like that. And I used to take him over there and he'd drop the front end loader down on him and break him off the bead. It wasn't so hard getting the tires off the rim then, as long as the bead was the thing, unless the bead was already broke. You know, if one of them tires that sat for so long that it was off the bead. I used to have him take his front end loader and break the bead for me. And had to do it, you know, and had to go all the way over there and have it done, you know, in order to fix it. But that tire machine, I don't think that thing lasted me but about a month. And then when I snapped that center, I don't know what part you call it there. You know what I'm talking about, the bead breaker, piece of metal that it breaks the bead. I snapped that in half. That was it, man. I was like, I'm going to end up messing myself up. I keep screwing around like this.
Yeah, Rajo, that tire machine I got is a Coates. A Coates? And I'll tell you what, it's a life changer. It's a lot easier changing tires when you have the right equipment versus running them over, breaking them down by hand, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's a lot easier and it looks more professional. So, there you go. I'm going to do it the right way because I can.